Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College football is less than 100 days away, I believe.
Oh, yeah. It's well less than 100 days. I think
it's approaching 2 months.
Wow. Yes. Yes. We're in the 60s.
I know. Wow. Anyway, ESPN has come up with a list. The top 10 unbreakable rules,
records.
College football's 10 most unbreakable records.
Yes, I think all the rules have been broken.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have been.
Yeah. Even the most obscure ones find ways to break them.
Yes, exactly. Like sending people to games with video phones. All right. I'm glad you could laugh about that. That's good. We've progressed.
Growth.
All right. Yeah, exactly. So we'll do them from the bottom up and see what you think. Number 10, Nick Saban's streak of 100 consecutive games without losing to a game to an unranked team that ended in the Johnny Manziel loss. I believe that's the one to Texas A&M.
Texas A&M, 41-38.
Yes. 41-38. 2021.
Yes, they were.
No, that might have been. No, that was after that one. Yeah.
It's got to be after that one.
It is. I mean, it is 2021. Yeah.
Yeah, that may have been like the first and then ended in 21 because they lost to ULM his first year, and that's only years prior.
It says Saban has not lost to an unranked team since his first season in Alabama, the 2007 ULM upset. Yes. You think that'll be broken? 100 games?
Against?
An unranked team?
The
way college football is right now, I don't know.
No, I think a lot of these we're going to default to transfer portal and the ability to spend money in NIL, and I don't know that one is ever going to be broken. I'm glad it's further down the list because there are some at the top that I think are certainly not. And by the way, Greg Hargrave has one. He has not looked at this list.
Okay.
So this is surprise every time we say one, but you have one that you think should be on this list.
Yes. I did hear you talking about a couple of them.
Okay. All right.
Before the show.
But it wasn't the ones that... Well, yours isn't the one that we mentioned.
I want to hold on. Okay. I want to be teased by
yes,
his.
Yes.
All right.
Stony.
Yeah. Number 9.
Wow.
Patrick Mahomes, when he played at Texas Tech, set an FBS record with 819 yards of total offense. He completed 52 of 88 for 734 yards, 5 touchdowns, also rushed for 85 yards. It's incredible. I mean, will it ever be broken? I don't know. However, just to point out, there was another quarterback in that game who only threw for 545 yards and 7 touchdowns, and that was Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
So anybody
who actually started at Texas Tech, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Will he? Will anybody break that total offense?
819 yards of total offense.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that would be a number that anybody could do in a game. It did happen once.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it will never be broken, but it is highly unlikely.
Yes.
I think it could. I mean, we're like going into the era of spread offenses, rocket screens, bubble screens.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it could.
Number 8, Marcus Allen. He started the season rushing for more than 200 yards. This is 1981, his senior season. He rushed for more than 200 yards in 8 of 11 games, finished with 23-42 on his way to winning the Heisman Trophy. However, what jumps out, it says, is Allen started the season with 5 straight 200-yard games, a streak that seems surreal 44 years later.
Now, I think this one's going to be broken. 5 straight games over 200 yards to start a season?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that this one has actually lasted 44 years. Yeah.
By the way, it points out that maybe Marcus Allen is an underrated player. Marcus Allen is the most accomplished football player ever. The only player to win a national championship, Heisman Trophy, Super Bowl championship, Super Bowl MVP, NFL MVP, and a distinction that will never be duplicated. He also is both a member of Pro Football and College Football Halls of Fame.
He may be the most decorated football player of all time. I don't know that I would say the best.
Yeah.
Underrated, I believe.
Right.
Yes. I think an underrated great player. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people forget about Marcus Allen.
Yeah, that great run in the Super Bowl he had against the Redskins.
Yes.
That was before you played there, so it's okay.
Yes,
yeah. Number 7, Antonio Perkins of Oklahoma. Antonio Perkins, in a 59-24 rout of UCLA, returned 3 punts for touchdowns for 277 yards.
One was 84, one was 74, one was 65 yards. I don't know. Some of these are, it's about opportunity.
Why the hell, after he did it twice, would you even punt the ball to him? Punt the ball out of bounds.
It's
like Bo punting the kicking off to Tim Brown, right? Or was that Rocket? I forget
Rocket.
Which one.
Well, let's not underestimate the lack of good decision. I don't want to say stupidity, but lack of good decision making by some college football coach.
That's true.
I do think that this one has a possibility. And actually, I thought Jim Harbaugh was predicting that this one would have been broken by Alex Orji because he was supposed to be the greatest returner in the history of college football, right?
Yeah.
Stoney, I will agree with you, man. After 2, you're not getting the opportunity for 3.
Mm-hmm.
Even Rocket only did 2 kick returns.
Hey, that's 2 shots I took at Michigan. That's good. Yes, I'm a grower.
That's great. Exactly. Number 6 on the list, and then we'll do the top 5 in a second. Uh-huh. Derek Thomas's sack parade, it says. Here's the headline. He once had 7 sacks in an NFL game, which is still a record, but as a senior linebacker at Alabama in 1988, Thomas gobbled up opposing quarterbacks at an astonishing rate, finishing with 27 sacks, 39 tackles for loss.
I don't think that one's ever going to be broken, and nor do I think his 7 sacks in an NFL game will ever be broken. But I do have a story about that game. I forget what year it was. It was 2004, 5, 6, somewhere in there. They kind of all run together at this point. And we are playing.
And the reason we're mentioning Derek Thomas, because one of his records is 27 sacks in a season.
Right. But it was mentioned in there, the 7 sack game he had in the NFL.
Right.
When he played for the Chiefs, and it was against the Seattle Seahawks. So we're playing in Kansas City, and it is Arrowhead. Like, it is by far there, and actually Seattle, the 2 loudest outdoor places I've ever played. Couldn't even hear if you were screaming at me in my ear hole of my helmet. And we start off the game with Santana Moss, a wide receiver screen, going for, it was like, I don't know, 65, 70 yards for a touchdown. We thought, all right, here, we silenced the crowd a little bit. Well, insert Jared Allen. Jared Allen ended up going for, I think it was like 4 sacks in a game, and Chris Samuels was our left tackle. After that game, Chris is obviously a little bit low after they have giving up so many sacks to Jared Allen. Now, we know he ends up going on to be a Hall of Famer. But Andy Heck was helping out with the offensive line. He played for us, then his coach. Now he's actually the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Everything goes full circle here.
Right.
And he tells Chris Samuels, he goes, "You're going to be just fine." And you know, Chris was, he was one of those guys that just overthought things too much. And he goes, "No, I don't know. How do I recover from this?" Basically is what he's saying. He says, "Do me a favor. Go look and see who has the record for the most sacks in a game." So he does. And he goes, "Oh, it's Derek Thomas, 7 sacks." And he says, "Well, do me a favor. Go look and see who that was against." And he goes, Oh, it was against the Seattle Seahawks, where Andy Heck was the left tackle who gave up those seven sacks. And he goes, I played for a long time. You're going to have bad days. You're going to be just fine. Because the record books will always say Derek Thomas. Mm-hmm. No one's going to get seven sacks against anybody else, but it happened against me. And I was a first-round pick out of Notre Dame for the Seattle Seahawks. So you're going to be just fine. So, yes, you can have a bad day and recover.
So how many sacks would Jared Allen have if he lined up on the other side that day?
Zero.
Zero? He might have had one.
Might have. Okay. But I guess we'll never know.
That's right. We'll never know. All right. Number five on this list.
I mean, I show in growth, and then all of a sudden, well, you're trying to throw shade my way.
A lot of shade. He would have had more against you. No, he would have probably had one. That's not bad.
Played against Javon Kearse.
I know.
No sacks. I played against Reggie White. Now, he was old, but no sacks.
Well, you gave a
given up sacks in his NFL career. Yes,
I have given up sacks in my NFL career, right. But on that day, there's no guarantee that I would have given up a sack.
Of course there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee if Jared Allen was playing, he wouldn't have done something dirty and injured you either. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Number five.
Now, this one resonates with me because ended up being a first-round draft pick of the Philadelphia Eagles when I was a kid, and he was not very good. He was really good in college.
Mm-hmm.
John Reeves.
Who?
The quarterback of the University of Florida. When he left Florida in 1971, he was college football's all-time leading passer with 7,549 yards. That's not why he's on this list. He is on this list. Then in 1969, the Gators only lost one game. But in that game, John Reeves threw 9 interceptions.
What?
On 66 passing attempts in a 38-12 loss to Auburn.
9?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't asked to sit down and watch for a little while?
Quarterback play was so bad back then. Man, they probably let him start next week.
He put up better career numbers as a Gator than even your old buddy Steve Spurrier. He was a great college quarterback who had an awful game, and he was terrible in the pros.
Yes.
And I believe his son played at Michigan State for a little bit, and he just kept getting hurt or whatever.
Yeah. The downside of the forward pass.
Yes. All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Number four, Oklahoma's Wishbone Onslaught. It says if an offense is rushing for more than 250 yards per game, there were four in 2024. That's considered a great rushing attack.
Mm-hmm.
In 1971, with Barry Switzer as the offensive coordinator, two white boys. Chuck Fairbanks, I believe, was the head coach back then. Oklahoma averaged with the wishbone 472.4 rushing yards per game.
Wow. That's never going to be broken.
They only lost once, and that was the game of the century that it was billed at, to Nebraska, 35-31. Even in that loss, Oklahoma did rush for 279 yards.
I think this one of records that won't be broken should actually be number one. I don't think there's any path. You might have a game where everybody on defense falls down and you rush for 472 yards in a game, or, I mean, 500 yards?
Average.
But you average 470 plus yards per game, that'll never be broken.
Yep. Number three, Florida State's top five finishes. Bobby Bowden's Florida State teams finished in the top five of every final AP poll from 1987 to 2000. An amazing run, no matter the era.
That one also will never be broken, because with the temperature of college football right now, college sports, I don't know that you're going to have a coach stay at a university that long.
Yeah. Number two in the history of college football, records that won't be broken, Barry Sanders' season in 1988. Barry Sanders put up dizzying numbers, it says. Yes, his single season NCAA record of 26-28 was challenged last season by Ashton Jeanthe, who had 26-01, but there's a catch. Sanders' total came in just 11 games, while the Boise State running back played in 14. What's more, bowl statistics didn't count when Sanders was playing. They do now. And he had an additional 222 yards against Wyoming in the Holiday Bowl. So Sanders' total jumps to 2850. What seems untouchable, though, is Sanders' NCAA record of 238.9 rushing yards per game. For perspective, Jeanthe averaged 185.8 last season.
Right, so over 50 yards less.
Yeah, 238 yards per game.
That's rushing. That's unbelievable. And, well, I guess from today's perspective, it's even unbelievable that he played in the bowl game.
Well, no.
How is that possible?
Because it's Barry Sanders.
Well, because, yes, right. Right. And it was a long time ago.
And number one, still played games. And number one on the list, I don't think this should be number one, actually. I think, you never know. Well, maybe. And it's Oklahoma's 47-game winning streak.
So that would be 3 years now.
Yeah.
Of undefeated football and winning national championships. I don't think that one's going to be broken either.
It probably won't be, but you can see the way, you know, one team gets.
One team could get hot, but I think there are other schools that will pay more money for a transfer quarterback, a transfer running back, receiver, edge defender.
It could be that team, though, that gets a new one every year.
It could be.
Yeah.
But I just think it's – I don't think that there is going to be one program over the span of 3 years that will be able to do that.
All right, Greg, you said you had one that's not on the list.
Or
well, I didn't.
You didn't know the list.
You didn't know the list. You had one in your mind. Was it on the list?
No.
Oh. And that is?
The Johnny Vandermeer of college football. Two. Archie Griffin Heisman trophies. No one's winning two. We're not going to be handing out two.
Because usually
attrition is built into the sport, first of all. So when you're good enough to win it once, usually your eligibility runs out. If your eligibility runs out,
you can't win it twice.
The players that helped you get that Heisman Trophy, their eligibility might run out. They might go to the NFL. There is an added expectation of you being a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
That you would have to be better the next year than you were the previous year. And I don't think that they would give that. I don't think they'd give that out quite so easily. Not that it is easy, but they would have to be literally the greatest player in college football history to do that.
I think there's somebody who actually could do it shortly. And no, it's not Bryce Underwood.
I was going to say, I'm not even going, the blue wall is not even that high.
No. It's the opposite of the blue wall. Jeremiah Smith. He could win it this year and then win it next year as a junior. I mean, he probably won't. You're probably right, but there's a...
I think he has, of the potential candidates, yes. But we've also seen, we saw Johnny Football do it and then have an opportunity to and missed out twice on doing it again because he did it as a freshman. Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. So he missed out. And who were some of the, I know we've had some other guys have the opportunity, but I think you're right.
Caleb Williams most recently.
Right.
This is the Russell Westbrook effect. Russell Westbrook averages a triple-double in the NBA for the entire season. First time since Oscar Robertson. Wow, that's amazing. Incredible. He's the MVP of the league. He does it again the next year. Eh. Didn't win MVP again.
Right.
That's like the... You'll almost be disregarded for your own success. Like, you would have to be even better. How can you be better than the best level ever?
Yeah.
That's what it would take.
A quadruple-double.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.